Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Back in the day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that guy, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself. Ladies and gentlemen, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows, what's going on, man? Look like a good night for poetry on Friday Eve, man.
Man, yes it is, yes it is, and I am excited for it.
You and me both. You and me both. I'm hyped. Psyched up.
That's what's up. That's what we're talking about. Do y'all hear the energy in my man's voice? Did you hear it? Come on now.
Come on, man.
Listen, come through and match that intensity. Match the intensity. Don't be shy. Don't be shy about your writing. Don't be shy about being a poet, man. Match the intensity and come on, let's level up. Level up.
Do not be embarrassed about being a poet. Level up. Come on and get down. Join me. Join Van. Be family. And let's be family. But better yet, like Puffy said, how about some of your friends can meet some of my friends? And we could all be friends. How about that?
That part.
Here you go.
That part. If you should happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so, please go ahead and press 1 now. But at the 11 o'clock hour, if you do not call in before 11 p.m., you won't be able to get in once it hits 11 p.m. So that's something to consider.
Yeah,
while you're listening
Blog Talk, we ain't playing.
And after that, we still be going on, man. We still be having poetry. So you missed that other hour. If we go that long, you'd have to listen to the replay to hear that last hour. So make sure you dial in. And
why
do
you want to miss all that good stuff, Van? Why do you want to miss the good stuff?
J-Rob, I have no idea why they want to miss the good stuff, man. Maybe they just got something else better to do at 11 o'clock. I don't know. But, hey.
Mm.
Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
I hope you got mine. Mm. Y'all need to get yours.
Absolutely. Let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, who happens to be the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but as well as Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hey, man, listen, let me tell y'all something. This past weekend, I got to hang out with For Real, the Poet Douglas, baby. And the rest of the Epiphany family. J-Rod,
you got to mention them, man.
Javi, La Pearl, La Negra, Edwina Simmons, Queen Simmons, Oswina, whatever you call her. Anonymity. Man. And even divine inspiration came through. Listen, y'all. We had us
a good time.
We had us a good time. And I can't forget Keith Eric.
Come on now.
Even he was there. He was there in
the
foundation. Listen. Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all this. If y'all think For Real the Poet Douglas is as crazy online, you got to meet the bro in person. That's all I'm going to say. But, man, it was so good to hang out with him. Tiffany family, ES family, and the Honey Drippers, too. Oh, man, all three entities in one space? Do y'all know what kind of poetry he was having? Do y'all know the kind of energy that was going down? But listen, if you don't want to miss out on those kind of opportunities, there's a gentleman who hosts. We call him Mr. Tuesday Night around here, a.k.a. Iron Man. Mahabi can get you hooked up with all the details for the next coming event. But listen, tonight,
We got something special for y'all tonight. I mean, are you talking about stretching your pins tonight? J-Rob, my brother.
You know it.
Let the people know what is popping off tonight.
My pleasure. Poets and everybody listening. You ever been in a situation where you are praying so hard to God and you're like, please, 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 just this. And you know we backslide. Excuse me. But that aside, you ever pray so hard for something and you know it's coming? You don't know when, but it's coming. And then it doesn't happen. Well, tonight we are exploring the topic of God didn't answer my poetic prayers. And you can take that however you want, because sometimes, especially when we're young and we don't know what our relationship with God is like, we take stuff a little too personal, and we might say, God, why didn't you thus and so? Until you get somebody who's wise and says, you know, man plans and God laughs. But tonight, we want to know what your poetry sounds like to the topic of God didn't answer my poetic prayers. I'm anticipating absolute fire tonight, man, because I know I had something in the chamber. I can't wait to hear what you got in the chamber, and I especially can't wait to hear what these poets got to say.
Oh, man, I am equally as excited to hear what the poets got, man. I can't hear what you got locked and loaded as well, good brother. I mean, we're not going to just skip past J. Rob the Wise Son, because this, ladies and gentlemen, this guy here is an amazing poet. Yeah, this guy.
Oh, you know, it's funny how sometimes you're staring right in the mirror, but you say my name. You're staring in the mirror saying, I'm absolutely amazing. But you're looking in the mirror. I mean, because, man, I gotta tell the truth, bro. Saturday, I heard you give them a couple of lines, and, bro, I'm in awe. I watched my boy do some stuff, and I was like, that's what's up. And in some cases, I'm looking at my pen, and I'm like, what's your problem? And my pen is looking at me like, you. Let's get to writing.
Hey, so, bro, man, it was an honor.
It was phenomenal seeing everybody. Having Epiphany Radio in one building, that's like a family reunion that we just couldn't wait to have.
Yeah.
You know, we need
sure.
a metaphoria, but it was something that we had to have, man. That hug that I got from my cousin Mojave, I don't know how you managed to get that picture, but that was one of the dopest shots, and thank you so much.
You mean video? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Video.
Mm-hmm. Great
hey,
shot.
Hey, man, listen, when I tell y'all that there, you ever want to see love in action, hang around Epiphany long enough, and you'll see love in action, right? And that's what was demonstrated this past weekend. Love was in action and on display. And, man, it was so good just locking arms with people that I have never met before, especially For Real the Poet, La Pearl and Negra, Anonymity. You know, I had Paul Sampson. Me and Paul have been hosting the Inspiration Factor together for almost 4 years. And to actually lock arms and hug that brother and Queen Simmons, man. And Mojave and J-Rob, I get to see them, but not as often as I like. So that's love. That embrace with my brothers, them embracing each other, that's love. And you can feel that energy radiating throughout. So, yeah, y'all stick around long enough, we get to meet all of y'all. Because there's a lot of y'all that I just want to just embrace and give hugs to, man, because y'all are amazing.
That part right there, bro, because y'all are amazing. Y'all don't realize how much energy you give Van and myself when we do these shows.
Yeah.
How much you inspire us.
Absolutely.
This you guys are the epitome of what Epiphany Radio is about.
Yes.
So thank you all. Thank you for Saturday. Thank you all. I ain't gonna get mushy.
Don't do it, Jay. I ain't gonna get mushy. I'm starting to sweat, man. And I, you know, and they're not exercising, so I don't need them to sweat. All right.
So I ain't getting mushy. Yes,
sir. Which one of us going to kick this night off, bro? Which one of us?
You know what? Since you drove the furthest, I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah. You drove ten hour drive, and I crossed so many states: South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, D.C., Maryland, Delaware, then Pennsylvania. But it'll be my pleasure, bro.
I'm sorry, dog. I was having a moment because Saturday was just. I'm glad I came on Saturday instead of Friday.
Absolutely.
Let me get into this. At times, feels like my poetic prayers were never answered by God, but. Because it feels like I'm not writing poetry. It feels like I'm asking the Almighty, how could this possibly be that he chose me to touch folks with a few lines of connected prayers touched by pen and paper? I mean, asking God, please, look over all of those that aren't here to speak for themselves, but allow me and other laureates to speak their truth whenever it's a rainy day or a starry night. Until those out there feel the pulse of each piece, feels what a soothsayer may say on any given night at best, and hate that I'm hurting, help me, God, because I really got to get this off my chest. In between each line, I'm asking God, please, please stop these killings. Please stop all those things that brush us aside and stop the genocide. Again, giving a voice to those that never got a chance to show how beautiful it is to just be. Or tell the world, look at all the beauty in this world. Yet we treat one another so horribly, and the flip side asks for us to be free. Just take a look at me. Give my words wings and a voice just like Nikki Giovanni. So all I ever ask at whatever happens after this is ever heard is that the retort becomes the result of those same prayers before each and every one of us that here and hereafter. I'm just trying to reach you. So I just kneel in a humble submission position for all the souls to listen, because true poets, well, they wouldn't have to say it any other way, regardless of the results. So still I pray, and I say, Lord, thank you. Amen. Ashe. 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 Poem.
Ladies and gentlemen, did y'all hear this masterpiece? J. Rob the Wise Son. Let me just say, first of all, that was a dynamite piece, bro. I felt your passion in between every line, every word, every metaphor, every truth. So thank you for that, good brother.
Thank you.
Amazing.
No, thank you. This is a hell of a topic.
And, bro, let me just point out the lines that grabbed me, right?
Please.
In between each line, asking God, please stop these killings. Please stop all those things that brush us aside and stop the genocide. Again, giving a voice to those that never got a chance to show how beautiful it is to just be. Thank you for that, brother. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Dan.
I appreciate you, brother.
Now, you're not going to get me to get all mushy. Nope, nope, nope. Nope, I ain't getting mushy. I'm holding it in. However, I know in my bones that you've got something that your pen spilled out that answers this question for tonight. So I'm going to get out the way, brother, and would you please do us a favor? Please get on down.
Absolutely. This piece is titled Poetic Prayer Principle. So God decided not to answer my poetic prayer, and I chose to redirect my request and became a demon slayer, using the very breath of God that he breathed into me, punishing the devil's imps for trying to feminize the power in my flames. See, God doesn't have to answer, because I'm his chosen one with power, the power of words and metaphors to make the universe awaken. While the demons in their boots are shaking, hold on tight, this will be a bumpy ride. As we speed into poetical laced fires and I decide which poetic prayer I lift up to him next, and maybe, just maybe, he will hear the call of my pen's heart and respond as swift as lightning from the very start, reminding me that, yes, he's in control of all things spiritual, while I continue a path of righteousness which includes metaphoric rituals, giving the ink the power to rewrite history as I give you his story. Oh, me? I'm not a pawn in the chessboard. I'm the maker of the strategical game that is loved abroad. So recognize when my pen strikes. I don't do this for hearts and likes. I do this to inspire the masses to be great. My words and wisdom are no threat. So God didn't answer my poetic prayer. I assure you, he hears it because I'm the speaker. Poem.
Bruh. Hearing you say this takes this someplace different. This piece has movement because you jumped into so many different things in here. This has movement. But what touched me was the point where you said, reminded me that, yes, he is in control of all things spiritual while I continue a path of righteousness, which includes metaphoric rituals, giving the ink the power to rewrite history as I give you his story. Man. I got goosebumps just saying that out loud.
Thank you, good brother. I appreciate you.
That is awesome ink. That is awesome ink. And, whoo, I love this line so much. I might be borrowing this, but I love this line, bro.
Appreciate you, brother. Borrow away, bro.
Giving the ink the power to rewrite history. Behold the metaphors. I'm about to give you his story. This is so awesome. Whew. I love this piece. Absolutely love it. There's nothing you can do about it. I absolutely love this piece. Thank you.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for also helping with this topic tonight, bro. It's a collaboration. So I appreciate you, brother.
It's what we do. It's what we do. Listen. I could sit here with you for 2 hours and enjoy all this poetic goodness. But, bro, we have got to find out if there are people out there gravitating to the topic of the evening. I know there is.
Oh, man, yes.
We got to find out who's gravitating to it. I'm just saying.
Well, let's just get right to them, shall we? I mean, first up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rock. Yo, your pieces. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Just, I don't even have a word for it. So dope. So dope. Man.
I appreciate it.
Y'all got me mixed feelings about this topic, but it's all good.
I'm going to tell you something.
It's all right.
I'm not blaming Van this week. This week I actually sat down with a book and I wrote this piece. I asked Van to write one for me, but he was like, no can do partner. You're going to have to write your own. So
right.
Thank you.
That part. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all didn't think that I just do that "Hey, Danielle" on air, because I surely did it in person, didn't I, Danielle?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You can tell by yes, the giggle he did.
Yeah.
Right after the hug, and he gives great hugs, y'all. And yes, he smells amazing. All of it. So, yes.
And don't be giving away all the trade secrets now. They should have been there.
Right. That's what's up.
But Van, I want you to notice something real quick. Notice how my sister, who I love with all my heart, talked about he gives great hugs and he smells good.
I gave her a hug too. I didn't smell like cheese. Hold on. Tell me something now, Vince. Everybody out there listening. You open this door. How many times since the first time I met you have I been praising you about the way that you smell and the fact that you
talking
have
about,
how
I'm
many
talking
times?
About I'm talking about the weekend. No. I'm talking about over the air.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay.
How come she complimented the lighting guy first?
First of all, you walk straight past me. Okay, I don't even know how you got past me, but you did. Okay, Van was right there. I don't know how you walked past me. I didn't even see you walk up. I didn't see either one of y'all really walk up, but Dan was there. I don't know how you got past me, but you didn't walk over to me and give me no hug or greet me or nothing. You was over there, you know, congregating with other folks and stuff. Like, I wasn't even there. I guess you said it don't even matter about me getting greeted because we already met. We already embraced each other.
Wow.
Like, I wasn't supposed to feel that type of way. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I digress. Because she went to the light-skinned dude was like, oh, and he smelled good. And he give good hugs.
See?
Meanwhile,
see,
the black dude's playing jacks with the ball and the little toys and like flip one, pearl two.
And then wait, I didn't get greeted with a smile. Everybody smiled except for Van. When I made eye contact with him, he had this look on his face like, I don't know what that was about, but I thought, don't you walk up on me looking like that. Give me a hug. You, J-Rob, it's like it didn't even matter what I said because you just was like, so, I might as well just got a head nod. So, I was happy
I know how you was high.
Now. I just talked all this love in the Epiphany family, and this is what you two do?
See?
This is what y'all do?
This is what family does. Did I not tell y'all that I love her with all my heart?
You did. In the very beginning, you did.
And since this is my sister, I get to fuss at her. Because nobody else fuss at her because I poked him in the eye, but I will fuss at her.
Yeah, you did. I forgot about that. You poked her in the eye, Jay.
I will poke somebody in the eye.
He did. He hurt my knee and everything. But I ain't going to talk about too much of that now.
I gave her that smooth New York wink.
and was like, come over here. Give me some of that sugar. And she gave it, she leaned in and gave me a hug. And she was like, God damn, you smell good. Now, she ain't going to say that. But that's okay. That's what happened.
Well,
I was feeling all special and chocolatey. I'm just saying. I was feeling all special and chocolatey because she said, God damn, it smelled good. And leaned in again.
All y'all did.
I'm like, uh-huh.
All y'all. I have to, can I say one more thing? Ladies.
Go on.
In case y'all are wondering, all the men in Epiphany give these amazing hugs. All of them. And they smell awesome. Every last one of them. All right. Y'all good now?
Oh, yeah. Say it now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You start like
Thank
that.
You.
You gave the light skin dude all the love. Now it's all of them. It's cool.
La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra.
La Perla Negra.
Yes, yes.
So God didn't answer your poetic prayer. Go ahead and get down.
Mm. All right, thank you. This is Untitled. Y'all be patient with me because this made me emotional. All right. God didn't answer my poetic prayers yet, but there's still a story to be told. Your journey is your journey, and nobody can tell you that it would be so hard being designed like this, always open to give and not able to put your heart away, wishing you could just leave that part of the world behind you, but somehow it always seems to find me. I've been going through some shit, and at times stressing for a few. So this is part of my life. And this part of my life I'm penning right now isn't for your viewing pleasure, but I'll give you a part that you can listen to. I'll give you a part that you can listen to me spit a line or two. See, I know how fragile life is, so I try to drink my tears because I don't want them to hit the earth and make anyone else feel what causes them. But I started to choke in the overflow because I was already fighting to breathe between delayed heartbeats of a shattered heart. I just loved one too many times unconditionally. So I keep up a shield because my heart stays open. And if they get too much control, they might have a hold of your soul that you have to fight to break free from. And I no longer compromise with soul-snatching, mind-invading, unequivocal energy transfers. I do not negotiate with terrorists. I no longer allow their inability to decide to affect my life. Because it hurts when I'm certain I want to give them me. So I ain't wasting no more of my time on hearts that aren't certain about me because sometimes they're just not attracted enough to me. The connection going. My head has been held underwater far way too many times. And even though God didn't answer my poetic prayers yet, I could still see the truth. Because everything that I thought was drowning me was actually teaching me how to swim. And that's why I leave. So I can navigate the waves. It's what I do. And even though right now it looks a bit dim, my future is bright. Maybe. Just maybe it'll include someone like him. But God still didn't answer my poetic prayers yet. My vision has always been clear on what I want, so options never clouded my dreams. They did, however, teach me how to maneuver with patience and grace and humility. By giving me the experience of the consistency in inconsistencies. And I'm not waiting for their vision to clear. See, always show them the way, but I can't walk it for them. And I'll always be here as that considerate friend. once again, I find myself on the side of love where I'm in it by myself because God still didn't answer my poetic prayer. And that's that peace. Oh, Lord.
Damn.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa. Go ahead, man.
Wow. Amen. Listen, listen. First of all, La Pearl and Negra, darn you for trying to make my eyes sweat even more. Darn you. But this is some beautiful ink. Painful but beautiful. And you definitely took the topic by the horns, wrestled it to the ground, and stood on top of it. Well done. Well done.
Wow, thank you. Thank you.
You reached, this piece is a walking testimony of one's personal battle, one's survival techniques and tactics. And you gave us the solution to how to be better and not be bitter in your writing. Because at the end of everything, you're still here. And the other part is, whatever it was that you dug into, like you in the backyard and dug something up and was like, I'm going to write this because I need to get you out of my backyard because I got roses to grow. And you spit this piece from a passionate position of power. And it came out the way it was supposed to. And like Van, you're tugging at my heartstrings. So, yeah, you took the topic by the horn. And you're like, yeah. Holla at me. You shouldn't have even said that's the end of the piece. You should have said how you like me now.
Right. Right.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. This has had me real emotional, y'all. Thank you for giving me the topic to write to because, you know what, I needed to get this out of my system. I like to keep certain shit buried deep inside, certain emotions in check. But, yeah, I needed to pen this. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, oh, man, before we get you over to the Get Down dance floor, I'm going to make a comment after you tell everybody what you got going on. Please let everybody know what you got going on.
Okay. Every other Saturday night, I am in Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Rob Jembe, poet, in Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, the topic is always thrown up in the air, played around with. You know how we like to tease you, but y'all come on by, you know. Get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to y'all.
All right, we're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can do the huckabuck. Ladies and gentlemen, the huckabuck is a real thing. We actually did the huckabuck. We did it. We did it. For real, the poet, he messed up the video. He was recording the floor the whole time we was all doing a huckabuck because he was doing it too. Ladies and gentlemen,
we did it,
the huckabuck. We did it.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to put the huckabuck in the event page. Show y'all what you missed because he was videotaping the floor.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. All right, LaPrella Negra, get on over there. One love, one mic, and take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one mic, baby, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
baby love. One love, one mic. Hey, hey, J-Rod, that had to be one of the highlights of the weekend. I can't lie. Doing the huckabuck with For Real Poet Douglas.
Awesome.
All right, let's keep this party going. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the mic, we have Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the chief shenanigan of the weekend, Mojave. What up, Hav?
What's going on? What's happening? Gentlemen,
We're good.
Sorry, I have to close my door. My phone, I don't know what I did. Oh, I'm good. Gentlemen, family, brothers, brethren, what's happening? What's good?
What's good?
What's happening?
What's happening? Okay. Yes, it was such a pleasure seeing you gentlemen this weekend. Jamie Robb is my cousin. I hate the fact that Van caught me laughing and crying at the same time. You suck. But it's okay. It's okay. But we needed that. I put it up in my story so people can say, hey, this is what it looks like when black men are showing love to each other. True, authentic, genuine love. I love my cousin. I love my Epiphany family. It was just amazing. Like, God gave me the vision. It's like manifestation and affirmation is real, people. Don't play yourselves. Affirm yourselves. Do what needs to be done. Affirm yourself. Make sure that you know. Put them affirmations out. This amazing thing wouldn't happen. But I was like, given that, like, you know, and I told the story. I was like, listen, I said I had pneumonia. I really wasn't okay. And I was like, how is this going to get done? I got on my affirmations. And literally, like, the beauty of it is that we got to see how beautiful we truly are as a people together. You know, everything else was going on. It was like beautiful. Everything worked out. So it's amazing. So I want to thank everybody who... I want to thank Van, because Van is blind and he can't see nothing. Inside joke. inside joke.
Blind is a bet. You blind is a bet. Oh God, blind is a bet.
Blind.
Just blind.
You blind, baby. You blind to the fact.
Shout out to For Real for us doing the huckabuck multiple times.
Bruh.
Oh, Javi, do the huckabuck. Do that huckabuck. You've not lived until you've seen the boss man get down on the floor. You've not lived until you have seen it. A shout out to the eternal beef between John Robinson and Danielle over Philly cheese.
Bruh.
I was like, oh, this is real. I said, this is real beef. Look at this. And Danielle's like, I need my hat. I love you, Danielle. Love you, Danielle. And yes, all of us are really good, and all of us hug really well. So if you haven't had a hug, you might want to get an Epiphany hug. Shout out to Asian for winning the smell good contest. I feel like he has an
unfair
advantage.
He
has more surface area than anybody. That's why.
Yep. Unfair. Totally unfair.
You ain't get it, figure it out when you go home. All right, gentlemen. All right, so I just wrote this piece, and I told Danielle, because I was talking to her before I came around. I said, I didn't even write. So I just wrote it in the past 5 minutes to get it done right before, and I was like, I'm glad for Danielle was running interference and was working out. So that's what it is. So, listen, I'm going to say to you, gentlemen, I love you with all my heart and with the depth and the breadth of me. Epiphany is the school God. And we love everything about it. The fam is a fam. It's a tribe. It's a whole tribe around here. It's what it is. And it feels like we're running downhill. I love it. Thank you. Thank y'all for being you. Thank you for being the most excellent people with the most incredible spirits. rocking with me, believing in me, believing in yourselves, and just coming together like everybody. You, Sincere, I fucking love Sincere, man. That's my bro. Like, I for real. Like, there's just so much. There's so much love. There's so much love. I just can't. I can't take it. It's really good stuff. So, all right, to the piece, right?
Yeah.
I see your
kids
over
here. Let me usher you over to the mic, since you are all in feeling at the very moment. So, we already know your piece is locked and loaded.
I got my piece in lock and load. I just wrote it. Of course, you're going to get this fresh written, didn't rehearse it, just wrote straight out the gate poem. That's what you
my
get.
Man.
I don't care.
My
all right.
Man.
Hey, well, listen. Me and Van are moving out the way because we can feel the heat from here. So I'm moving out the way. Just go on ahead and get on down, bro, and tell us why God didn't answer your poetic prayer.
All right. Well, just tell me if this is too loud. Is that too loud?
No, you're good.
All right. God didn't answer my poetic prayer. He exceeded it. Told me I needed it. He prepared me for this walk. He said, no. And I really wasn't ready to go. I wasn't prepared. My arms were too short to box with God. Kept rolling the dice. Even though I beat the odds, I kept failing and flailing about my failings. I started to shout. I asked, why? Why won't you hear me? Why didn't you steer me? He said, you need to be placed on your knees to stop. Hear this breeze. Let it whisper your name. These blessings were always yours to claim. You need to sit down and hear me in your heart. Watch you take your pains and write the greatest arts from the parts of your heart. With each piece of the break, the sound of the ache heated your belief into iron. Gave you strength. Forged your tears. Dissipate these fears. For you came out of darkness bearing light. You are now light, able to see what I was offering you freely. Your shackles broke from the love that you spoke to yourself, to give that same permission to others, to hold yourself high. No longer trapped by devils or evil lies, you look at yourself, you found yourself, and you found yourself beautiful. I can lead you to water, but if you do not drink of these living waters, you are now mighty. You slaughter your self-doubt, your childhood trauma, brokenness, negative emotional history, holding your temple, your greatness, and the belief of me. I could not answer until your head, your heart and soul could hear. No blessing will come until you are here, and I am here with you. I gave you vision. You affirmed and confirmed your life and light. Your soul with might you gave generous and became like. You moved from lack to being able to use this bridge called your back. You connected all. You are entering the spring from your winter and fall. God didn't answer my poetic prayers. He exceeded it. He gave me vision, affirmed my excellence, matched my manifestation, created within me my creation, gave me overflow, gave me abundance, put me around love, gave me love, led me into balance so that I may have peace. He gave me, gave me family, gave me honey, gave me epiphany, gave me a tribe of ES. He didn't answer my poetic prayers. He said yes, gave me grace and blessings. He didn't answer my poetic prayers. He just kept giving me blessings, layers upon layers. And that's the piece.
Man, bro.
Damn.
Man, bro.
Like... Damn. Like, damn? Okay. Van Meadow, you go first.
Hey, man, it was... It was the way that he redirected it in those first opening lines. He didn't answer my poetic prayer. He exceeded it. That just changed the whole dynamic and just shows you that it doesn't matter who you are and how you write. That line, God didn't answer my poetic prayer, has a whole different meaning to someone else. And this piece, Mojave, man, you kicked the door in, walked about, and said, I own this mother. Dope ink, bro. Dope ink. J-Rock.
Man, oh, man, cousin. Like, you really went there. And this is sort of like a testimony because you started naming all the things that God did for you and while he exceeded your expectations, giving you this, giving you that. Overall, put a tribe for you to shepherd over, for the lack of a better word, and peace on, and just really recreated the theme. So with that being the case unto itself, wow. Bravo.
Thank you.
For sure. For sure.
Mm. Bravo.
Whoo, bro.
You the man.
Man.
You the man. You the man. You the man.
That part.
That part right there. You the man.
That part. So, Mojave, before we get you over there to the Get Down Dance Floor to do the Huckabuck. Huckabuck. Huckabuck.
Huckabuck, baby.
Let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe, bro.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Mr. Van Mills. Next Tuesday, we are having Honey Dripper 2.0. And we are featuring our very own Queen Simmons. We also have Mama Stefania out of Texas. We also have Kyoko, a.k.a. Today Speaks, from Atlanta, Georgia. We also have another person, Shanta Relay, who's from the great state of Philly, but now residing in North Carolina. It is going to be an incredible show. Of course, you know, the drip will be there in full effect. Prepare yourself for incredibly racy, sensual, sexy, sticky, very sticky erotic poetry. It's going on. It's also happening. Make sure you join us here next Tuesday, 9 p.m., here on the Pippi Radio Universe, the For Real Entertainment Network, where we do the Huck a Buck and take our socks
huck
off.
A buck. A
big baby.
Huck a Buck. Huck a Buck.
I was sitting on the couch in my room, but I was looking at you. I was like, he's like, really? Really? Really?
I was like, cousin, come and get these people. Come on, cut it out.
Yes. Yes, we need to come in.
Oh, and I got to take a picture in my brilliantly filthy shirt for you, bro.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. I was going to pester you about that because I was like, yo, you could have put it on there.
I got to.
No.
You didn't say put it on there. I was already dressed, and I was trying to, you know, I was trying to put my sexy on. It smelled good.
Well, you're too busy being cool, being cooler than the other side of the pillow, smoother than the bottom of MC Hammer shoes. You was in here, you know, J-Rob didn't walk in the room. He glided into the room.
Come on.
So it don't even look like J-Rob was walking. Look like he's gliding. He was like, oh, that man is smooth. And he smelled good, too.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Yo, that's how cool J-Rob is. He even walk, he float.
We love you.
You voted unanimously one of the smoothest moments alive. You were just smooth, just incredibly, just smooth, just gifted. Like, oh yeah, we just come here, just relax. Just here to support my cousin.
Stop it! You killed me for no reason. Oh, I'm telling on you.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It was a great weekend. It really was.
Yeah. Wait a second, I brought my humidor with me.
He definitely had that now.
Yeah.
Brought it with him.
So I'm at the cigar shop. He's like, yo, ask him what kind of cigars they got. he's like, oh, you smoking bullshit. Smoking bullshit. You smoking shit? I was like, no, I'm smoking this. It's real mild. And I'm like, oh, you smoking some bullshit.
Yo, see, I wasn't saying nothing with your man. Man, my cousin had this look like, I does this for real. Puff, puff. I do this for real.
I does it with the smoke, with the mild shit. I'll smoke that mild joint all day. I'll be smoking, them Kodiak coffee cigars you be having. I ain't ready for that.
You don't sit your ass down with that weak ass cigar.
Walk around with a big ass cigar and some cognac in one hand, just being smooth and shit, gliding around and shit, looking like Usher on roller skates.
Yo, man, remember back in the day when they was like,
I don't want to be a girly man. That's the kind of
Yeah.
Well, I was being such a girly man, smoking such a
girly man. I smoke a girly man cigar because I am not prepared for that. We just got this natural rolled up thing. We just rolled it up and gave it to him. What is that? It's a Cuban. It's made from this and such and such. It has this particular. It was made from this portion of the forest. The roots were in the ground. You know, Jay, I'll give you the exact. The roots were in the ground for approximately 9 months, and they cultivated.
They cultivated before they came all over it. Because it wasn't. It wasn't no girly man who made the cigar.
I say good day, sir. Von, I just want you to know, I love Mahogany, but Mahogany is smoking a girly cigar.
He need to go to the get down there and smoke with his girly cigar.
I don't
want you
smoking the girly cigars. I'm going to smoke all the girly cigars. That's what we do.
All right. Javi, to the dance floor.
Yes.
Get your huckabuck on. Ladies and gentlemen, check Mojave out this coming Tuesday for the Honey Dripper 2.0. Make sure you tune in. We don't want to miss it.
It's a guy that has skirts on them and high heels.
One love, one mic, Hive.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, girl and man.
Oh, man. You guys. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio. This is The Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you are already here and you desire to grace the mic tonight, go ahead and press 1. We don't bite. Next up
unless
on the mic.
Unless you ask us to.
Unless you ask us. Next up on the mic is our West Coast Go-Go brother, Sincere. What up, Coach?
Man, what's going on, gentlemen? Love what you guys doing. I saw the photos. You guys look wonderful. May God keep you guys safe.
Thank you.
Ashe, thank you, bro.
For that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Coach,
that
how
was
you doing,
beautiful.
Bro?
Hey, man, I'm just grinding.
It was a fantastic look.
Yeah, I saw everybody smiling, so, you know, anytime you guys, you know, that was, I guess that was perfect timing, so you guys needed that, you know, to reassure yourself. You guys doing a good job on the show, so I'm proud of you guys.
Thank
Very
you so much,
so.
Bro. We appreciate you, man. Glad you can make it tonight, man. You know, your presence is missed.
Oh, man, I've been grinding. As soon as my documentary series is coming out, we filmed yesterday a Hall of Famer from University of Pitt, the old Big East, Jason Matthews from St. Monica's. He just got into the Hall of Fame. So I just had to catch him and film him. So just been catching people here and there. So we almost done.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Sounds good. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see it.
I appreciate it.
But tonight,
want to walk
him
in,
Vin,
or should I?
Yeah, I got him. I got him.
My man.
We talking about God didn't answer my poetic prayer.
Ooh.
So, brother, we're going to get you the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
My poetic disbelief is when I rise. I rise, you fall. Law of karma. Between you and the will that I fight back iTunes. Check the songs. Shed so many tears. The ace comes. Stone pluck, fire, water, earthquake, destruction. Man made against the hand of God who gave us knowledge to make formations of elements to mix and match. So I say, I rise, you fall. I remember when I asked, and my blessing wasn't. Then I wrote this pen on paper in my paper manifest. I'm grateful that he sent me on this journey. As I rise, the moon sets, waves fall back, and the earth goes back to the organization of the original space and time. Just ask yourself, where was the discovery of those pyramids being found now? So many, so many. Where was the water before they sank? The think tank, don't bank on why, but the flood covered half the earth. We're finding now bones of giants being unearthed. That's not by choice or chance either. Paul and Hall, Mark and Wendy, doubles. Have Trump said enough? This is a game, and I'm about to write some real script describe about lips and lies off the pussy from the beach. I said, pussy from the beach. My poetic pen at times wasn't manifested. I think at the dark corners of my life, I'm glad he kept me there. Because I have so much darkness. But I am grateful for him to show me the two oceans that meet but never cross. Sincere from all senses, rest in peace.
Wow, bro.
This sounds personal, bro. This piece sounds real personal. There's a discussion that needs to be had. This piece sounds real personal, man. So I'm digging where you took this.
I'm
digging exactly
it.
Where you took this.
I appreciate it.
I like that. I felt what you was. I felt the energy that you was bringing this piece. So yeah, that right there.
Thank
I'm digging.
You. I appreciate that.
Van Meadows.
You know what? You're right, Wise Son. This is personal. This piece is very personal. Understanding my brother's journey, knowing his story, knowing poetically where he's been, poetically where he's going, and his poetical presence, you've come a mighty long way. You've come a mighty
Ben,
long
coming
way.
From you, I appreciate that, brother, because you followed me for a long time, and I'm grateful for you, brother. And I often think times back from you answering my pieces and following me, brother. I salute you and thank you for being my brother. I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, man, the pleasure is all mine. Always here, man. And you continue doing what you're doing, because
hey,
your journey ain't finished yet, bro. It ain't.
I appreciate
finished
that.
Yet.
Yes, sir.
Dope,
oh,
man.
Just
and
when you think it's over, God got something else for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, white son, I met you, so that's a blessing. And then everybody epiphany, so I'm honored. So you're right. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Proper.
My brother.
Absolutely proper.
The DJ has said that he's about to throw on a few go-go tracks, so he wants you to get out there and break down and do the huckabuck with the rest of us, man. I didn't see the video,
but I can just imagine you guys doing it. So shall it be. I'm going to do the West Coast swing on it.
Well, the reason you didn't see the video is because the camera was pointed towards the floor.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because the cameraman was doing a huckabuck too.
Oh wow! Author Larry Maddox, we love you, bro.
We love you,
even
bro.
Sincere from Los Angeles. I can see you doing it, bro. You had to let it loose. We love you.
Oh,
hey, one love, one mic.
One love and
one mic, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our go-go brother. Sincere from the West Coast on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Oh, man, what a night, Jay. What a night. Are we ready to keep this party going?
Yes, yes, and yes.
All right, next up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. What's going on, Amelia?
Good evening, King.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Good evening, good evening.
Very good evening.
Y'all got me into some trouble last week. That poem that I wrote, Vows to My Chocolate King, I put it in a poetry group that I hadn't been in for a long time, but I've been there since the beginning, which means I've been in there for a decade. And all of a sudden, and I'm going to tell you, at least about 10 white females said that I was so wrong reducing my king down to chocolate and tore my piece apart. White females said this to me. They don't know me, don't know anything about me, and did that. So it's all y'all's fault for doing that. I'm just playing with you all, but I just wanted you to know what happened.
I was about to say, Amelia, we didn't tell you to post it anywhere. But I sure hope you gave them white women a nice little tongue lashing.
I did. But you know what? While you all were having fun up in Philly, I'm answering like every few minutes comments on that poem. And you would have thought I said the N-word, the way they just ripped me apart. And then also said that, called in question that my husband was black, my son is half black, and that I must have a fetish for black men because I'm calling them chocolate.
You should have told him. You know what? It's not my place.
Yeah.
Not my place.
Anyway, so with that said, I had to give you guys an update. Yeah, I blocked them, and I also reported them to the owner of that particular poetry group. Yeah. So.
Good job.
Anyway.
Good job. Well, welcome. J-Rob, can you usher her?
Can I usher?
To the stage, please.
Poetical
so that,
angel queen.
So we can get her spit another piece that's going to get her in trouble. I love it. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, Poetical Angel Queen, tonight we're asking, how come God didn't answer my poetic prayers? I know your piece is locked and loaded, So we are going to ask you, please get on down.
Yes, dearest Chocolate King, I'll be more than happy to do this poem. It is called God Didn't Answer My Poetic Prayer. I've been writing to, for, and about a future king for a decade now, attempting to write him into existence. Hundreds of poems expressing his amazing behavior and mentality, projecting into the future a godly man that would be my mate, spouse, until death do us part. God spoke the world into existence. Words are powerful. I've been hoping, praying, writing all these years in attempting to bring about the entrance of such a man into my life. I study the Bible. I listen to gospel music. I watch online church and even take part in a poetry church every Sunday. It is said, seek God first, and the desires of your heart will be granted to you. I've done all that. So here I am, still all alone. God hasn't answered my poetic prayers yet. Perhaps he has. Maybe it's as simple as wait. I'm preparing both of you for each other. In addition, it might also be you have been through too much pain and drama. There isn't anyone worthy to be your mate at this time. It could also be I need you to be fully connected to the Holy Trinity and be about your Father's business with full dedication to the heavenly realm without any distractions. No matter what it may be, God didn't answer my poetic prayers. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End peace.
Now that's wow. A conversation with God.
Yes, yes.
That's a conversation with God. And the fact that
for you
caught heat for your attraction shows you how small-minded the people are who was trying to give you all that heat. You like what you like, and you like what you like because you like what you like. Everything past that is absolutely none of anyone else's business for them to have any commentary. Keep writing the poetry that you write and express what you express. And the desires that follow that expression are beautiful. Anyone who don't like it, keep showing them pictures of someone kicking rocks down the street.
Aw,
like
thank you so much. I appreciate that, King.
Van Meadows.
You know,
I hate you.
There was it's okay. I love you too. There was a line in your piece where you talked about God's not ready to give you a mate yet because you're not worthy. Is that what I heard? I want to make sure that I heard that correctly.
No. I said perhaps the man is not worthy. Wait a minute. I'll go back to exactly what I said. I'll repeat it for you.
Thank you.
In addition, you have been through too much pain and drama, and there isn't anyone worthy to be your mate at this time.
Perfect. Perfect. That right there speaks volumes. And the fact that you have been having a conversation with God about these very things, and you're able to poetically write them out, your conversation with God, that is amazing, writing and self-realization. And it shows that you actually listen to God. I love that. Great piece. Great piece.
That means so much coming from you. I so thank you for that.
You're more than
one love, one mic, King.
One love, one mic. Get
one
on
love,
that dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis on her way over to the Get Down dance floor to do the hooker book. Hooker book, hooker book, hooker book. All right. Are we ready for the next artist to grace the mic this evening?
I'm very, very, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to hear them. I hate you, man. I can't wait to hear them. Oh, my God. Who do we have next?
We have next one of my favorites, man. A guy that I look up to and I respect highly, him and his pen. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, my brother?
What's good, Poetic? How you feeling, brother? J. Robert Wild Son. Good evening, sir.
My big brother. How you doing, family?
Great, bro.
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great, man. Can y'all hear me okay? Always got to check that.
Yes, we can.
Absolutely, we can.
Yeah, man. Shout out to y'all, man, for the Pimply family getting together and whatnot. You know, peace and blessing to y'all, man. I heard y'all had a wonderful time. That's great, man. That's great.
Thank you, bro. Really, really nice.
It was a phenomenal time.
Yeah.
We got to get you out there one time, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, because I passed the DMV, man, and I could have scooped you one up and brought you with me, bro. All you got to do is say the word.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I feel you, brother. I appreciate that, man. The travel is not in the cards for me, not at this moment. But, yeah, man, appreciate that.
Absolutely. As soon as it is, brother, you let me know. You let me know.
Oh, definitely, definitely, you know. Maybe we swing by and pick up Jeanne's too, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, please and thank you.
Sure will.
Yes,
sure
please
will.
And thank you.
Yeah.
How do you do it in school? Yes, please and thank you. Yes, please and thank you.
Without a doubt, without
great
a doubt.
Great topic, fellas, great topic, man.
Absolutely, brother.
Thank
We're
you,
glad
bro.
You're here, man. We definitely want to hear from Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer regarding it. So let me pull J-Rob out the way, man. Spotlight's on you, man. And we're going to let you go ahead
Why
and get
you
down. God, man, just move. Just get out the way, man. Get out the way. God didn't answer my poetic prayer. Go ahead and get that one down,
All right.
Joe.
All right. God didn't answer my poetic prayers. He didn't have to. He gave me the gift before I was laid in the crib. Now I write through my pain, my glory, and my God, his story. I'm not wise, but his glory has opened more doors than any key presented to me to unlock, see? I've heard jocks pray for a win. The opposing team also asking him, praying to be great was their first mistake. Sometimes loser will give up and drop him. An unanswered prayer is not a diss to man. The church is his home, so just drop in. God's plan is to want everyone better. I remember my first English teacher. He walked me home once, for I was in fear. God made sure he was near. The Shakespeare he taught wasn't a prayer that was sought. And Lord knows I'm his poetic preacher. I recognized my gift early and never used it to bully or hurt, see? One can't pray for sin and expect to win. That's not truly how prayer should work, see? He gave me a prophecy to speak to atrocities. And at times, he still smiles at me. I write about his clouds, his voice is thunder. I believe what was said, that no man put asunder the wonder of his word. How can I ask for what was already given? I mean, the mere fact that I'm breathing and living. My poetry was learned in school. The Ten Commandments are my golden rule. God don't need extra weights. I pray my soul to take in. Yes, I had prayer in school. Praying for prayer's sakes, not praying for want to be great. When you're given the tools and not obeying, you're a fool. A prayer of forgiveness is all you should ask him. God is most certainly everlasting. Even when I'm erotic or nasty, I walk in his light, whatever poem I write. My only prayer is that heaven will still have me. We are truly all one. Now that my poem is done, I hope this will help you understand me. Poem.
Yo. Yo. Why, son, do you hear this? Do you hear this masterpiece? Do you hear this?
Joe's my big brother, man. So the inflictions that he puts into his cadence are just superlative and exquisite, the way he puts it together. I love to listen to this cat when he does his thing. And this seemed to be, excuse me, this seems to be right in your wheelhouse because you just attached yourself to this piece and did this. I really enjoyed this. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. You know, man, like I said, the prompt, the topic, it was like I had to jump on that. So thank y'all, fellas. Appreciate it.
Man, thank you, man. Listen, when Joe speaks, man, and he spits his pieces, I feel like I'm the one being chastised. But I'm being chastised in such a way that it's telling me and encouraging me, write better, young man. Grow, young man. Step up your game, young man. Let me show you how it's done. So, brother, I appreciate you. I appreciate you when you come through and you spit these kinds of pieces, and this is definitely in your warehouse, man. Oh, man. Thank you so much, bro.
Hey, thank you all, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
To that get down dance floor, man.
And stay in God's light, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. On his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. One love, one mic, bro.
Peace, y'all.
Peace. Wow. That brother is so dope.
That brother is. That cat is special when it comes to this microphone, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's keep this party going, man. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we got our East Coast Go-Go brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
I'm good, man. I mean, I'm hanging in.
What's happening? All right, all right.
Everything going good. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the storm, man.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's it. Put it out there, bro. Blessed in the storm. Yes, sir.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey. Yes, sir. Huh? Listen, Mr. Automatic.
Yeah.
Tonight, brother, tonight's topic is God didn't answer my poetic prayer.
Right.
So
is it too loud?
I know how you do
it.
No, you perfect. You perfect. But I know how you do. So me and Van going to get out the way and let you do what you do. When you do what you do. So go on ahead, brother, and get on down.
God didn't answer my prayers. Words of being so persuasive. Words of like if I was a native found in the street. A homeless mind ready to speak. But father, my feet right into the door. Led me to explore like never before. I guess it's feeling like the world is like hardcore. Sometimes in this life it could be so vicious. trying to find a place. My poetic mind trying to have a place to sleep. Feeling like this hard concrete. When you feel it, you feel the technique. Don't want my words to drown. It feels like I'm going in a different town. Trying to find my place. Trying to have a smile on my face. But I guess it's just a different case, different episodes. But my eyes closed to everything that's when I've been on the road. Every episode has been like a minute. Sometimes it lasts hours. But I don't want to get overpowered. But no circumstances. God didn't answer my part of prayer. Even though like the streets is like so tough. And life could be so rough. Even when it seems like people turn their back on you. But yes, God didn't answer my part of prayer. My flow is still on a constant basis. Everything is like I'm places. Yes, a long term. Not live, lessons to learn. Even when a place to sleep. Can my poetry have melody? Can my poetry have rest? But I'm at my best to never suffer less. Miss Automatic Charismatic Lyrical Engine. Take it into my land if I can drive.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
I know this
would
be your
bro.
Wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I knew this was his wheelhouse.
But he said he blessed through the storm. And it's this piece talks about that. You know?
Yeah. I'm still going through it. Still going through the storm. You know what I mean? But I got good friends. I got good friends, people who pray for me. You know what I mean? That's
yes,
just
sir. Absolutely.
It's a blessing, man. Like, you're never alone, man. You're never alone. God, somebody's praying for you. People that looked out for me. You know what I mean? Sometimes you never know how loved you are until you go out into a storm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometimes storms are necessary for growth.
Yes. I've been, I had to look out, help my woman out, you know what I mean? Because I'm a stand-up guy, you know what I'm saying? I made sure my woman's straight. I stand up, man. That's the type of man I am. You know?
No problem with that, bro.
Yeah, I'll never be a coward. You know? Some people can lose it all and gain more than what they lost.
Yes, sir.
Really
Job
true. Very, very
true.
God will put you through something, but he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're just going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep that in mind. No matter what you go through, no matter how bad it looks, it may look like you're ready to throw through in the towel, because God's blessings all over it. You may have thought that you should give up. You may have thought there's no way you're going to get through this. I'm going to tell you what, like tonight, there was a young lady that helped me with my bag. She's young enough to be my daughter. And I always wanted a daughter. I don't have no kids, but my girl got kids, so I accept her kids. So, she's young enough to be one. She saw me, and I guess she, wanted to help one of our elders. You know?
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know, it was nice. That's what she did. Because I was struggling. Because I get bad arthritis sometimes. And she helped me out. You know, just like an angel. She was an angel. You know? And people are just helping me out today. I didn't ask for help. They just helped me out. On the street. They said, Larry, you say you're thirsty? You're hungry? Like, I didn't even ask. People just wanted to help me.
That's how God works, bro. Sometimes you don't have to ask even when you're in need. God will put somebody in front of you that can feel what you're going through and ask you what you need in your time of necessary.
Well, I got If I could say a message for people. If anybody wants to help me out, you know, I know we're going through rough times, gas prices, all that. I get it. My Cash App is $ Mr. AC Viper 46. You know,
bet.
If anybody wants to help me, Mr. AC Viper 46.
We got you, brother. Listen, we're going to take that, put that in the event page, brother, so that some folks can help you. But
can
in the
you
meanwhile,
tell me, Rob.
I'm gonna tag you, brother. Van's gonna take you into the dance floor. I'm gonna tag you to the page. Put your Cash App in there, man, and let's take care of you. All right?
Hey, I got stuff for Van.
Yes, sir, bro.
Hey, I got a joke. God did not answer my poetic prayer because when I heard somebody, I was supposed to sleep behind the wheel.
Boy, you stupid. You're so stupid. You're stupid.
You gotta have some people, man.
Stupid.
I want to be behind the wheel.
Well, on the dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Amen. He got something planned for you. He said he got a little something with the junkyard, so get on over there.
Oh, junkyard? Oh, okay. I'm on it. Junkyard band? Okay.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic coming through, blessing the mic. Next up on the mic, man, we got our brother Blaze coming through. What's good with you, Blaze?
What's up, bro? How y'all doing, man? I just jumped on here, and I'm like, wait a minute, that was too quick.
Peace, K.
Yeah, bro.
Good to hear from you,
peace,
man.
Bro. Yes, sir. How you gentlemen doing tonight? And whoever else,
doing
I just
time,
jumped on,
bro.
So I don't know who's all on the show, who's hosting.
Well, it's always going to be
always hosting, brother.
Come on, man. J. Rod the Wise Son. Poetic, baby.
Okay.
You know,
I wasn't sure if y'all had somebody else I was going to miss. That's, I know
no,
y'all
I mean,
too, but I just wasn't sure if it was something else going on, somebody else was on the show too.
No,
just your brothers, man. Just your brothers, man.
It's two of us, bro.
Yeah, got you. Mm-hmm. How's everything?
No complaining
what
about it, bro. Not a complaint. How are you making it?
I'm not doing bad, man. Not doing bad at all.
Good stuff, man.
Absolutely.
Glad to hear it. Man, you want to bring the brother through?
I got him, bro. So tonight, Blaze, we're talking about, poetically, God didn't answer my poetic prayer. So me and J-Rob won't get out the way, bro. I'll let you go ahead and get on down.
Oh, wait. So am I talking about that per se, or?
No,
I'm not sure.
It's supposed to be your piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little lost right now. Wasn't prepared. Okay. So,
all right. That's all right. I know you freestyle, so ho ho. I know you freestyle, bro.
Okay, I'll try and get in where I fit in.
That's it. Get in the character, bro. You know how we do. You know how we do.
All right. May I become the loveliest melted transformation of evaporated expression that your ears have ever heard by asking. May I pay for at least one of your bills, sweetheart? Multitasking. May I have my way with your mind, whispering sweet soliloquies into your subconscious, becoming ecliptic, causing your mental telepathic behavior to go numb, deaf, dumb, and blind? Have you ever been swept off your feet? Yeah? I mean, you might want to step back and call me your new wetback. I'm just saying, taking this to other dimensions. I plan on uplifting your name, something like my savior, so may I elevate you to higher ascensions and wider extensions. I feel I need to kiss your feet and perfect that in ongoing practice. And whatever your worries are in and throughout life, lay your cares upon me like box spring and mattress. I want to travel roads that lead to your heart, voyaging into excursions that well exceed the limits of time. And with a limitless mind, I'm capturing fantasies of love that invoke reality in part as I impart to you heartfelt necessities to wipe away all tears of sorrow, hurt, and pain inflicted by idiotic misfits. And due to its fragility, I'd much like to kneel to she with protective capabilities, safeguarding the heart and soul of the mind's eye. And by the way, may I kiss it? Since people nowadays like to use the term entanglement. Listen, I don't want to get things twisted. So I'd like to say that I've appreciated you for who you were and are well before I knew the word appreciate existed. Come here. A little closer. Let my arms begin the process of hugging you. Let me dissipate inside your very being. Let me increase the suppleness of. May I please begin touching you? This transformed that into loving you. Why? Because to me, you are beyond extremely lovable. Let me increase the suppleness of, may I please begin touch you. Miss, transform that into loving you. Why? Because to me, you are beyond extremely lovable. Blaze, and peace.
I will say this.
Yes.
You ain't nothing to play with.
Jay.
I will say this. You ain't nothing to play with when you got this kind of cadence going on. Now, Van, I don't know if you noticed, and Blaze, I know you might notice, but it's you. So from the inside looking out, you may not see it or hear it. But you've got four or five different cadences to your pieces. And some of them strike a particular chord depending on the subject matter. And I particularly dig this cadence because it's thought out, it's direct, and it's deliberate in its execution when you give it to us this way. I'm digging this. Is that done on purpose?
Honestly, I don't. You picked it out. I don't even know. Like I just do my pieces. I don't know. I mean, I know I sound differently, but the cadence I never really paid attention to. So I guess the audience knows. I don't know. I just try to do my best to deliver.
I copped it and I heard it. That's why I was like, I liked what I'm hearing, and that's why I was able to point this one out. What you think,
thank
man?
You, man.
Oh, yeah, always.
There are five different cadences. I don't. Five different cadences.
I agree. Yeah, bro, you got a cadence for
I want to say, depending on the genre, each genre brings out a different personality in you, and that personality takes over and spits the piece. So it's something that happens unconsciously for you because you don't recognize when you're doing it. It's kind of like, if I could put something to it, it's kind of like how Moon Knight has those different personalities, and each one takes over at the appropriate time and just handles business. And that's exactly how you are when you do your pieces. Like, you're totally different when you're doing an erotic piece versus when you're doing a conscious piece. When you're doing conscious, you become real aggressive, and your cadence is different, it's stronger, and, man, yeah, I dig what J-Rob is saying, and I can agree. You know, after listening to you for all these years, bro, yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely agree.
Everything you both are pointing that out to me. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't know it, but I never really necessarily paid attention to it. I know I have to be aggressive in my aggressive pieces, and I don't want to be aggressive in my romantic pieces, but those are the only two cadences I really ever paid attention to.
Nah,
it's something that I noticed a minute ago.
Yeah.
But when you listen, when you get a chance and you listen to some of the playbacks that you're on, you'll hear it. You will definitely hear it. Like, you have a particular laid back cadence when you're doing something conscious because you're like, I'm real serious. But then you have an up tempo, quasi aggressive, if that's the right word, when you're doing your erotica, and then you have this cadence. Yeah. And it is a real happy cadence. Like, y'all really got to hear this. It's just something I picked up on, and I'm like, that's pretty damn cool because not a lot of people can do that. A lot of poets stay in two or three cadences. And I know I'm guilty of it, but I heard what I heard, and this just solidified it for me, bro.
Thank you, man. Like, my whole focus is to take the ear on a journey is – me, the ear and the mind, ear, mind, and soul on a journey. But, like, I don't necessarily know the, you know, whatever I'm doing. I don't even know what that is. But I just want to make sure that I'm captivating the mind, ear, and soul of people listening. That's all I ever do.
You do a damn good job of it, bro. Damn good job.
Absolutely. Well, all right, Blaze, we'll get you an over to the Get Down dance floor, bro, so you can stick around and enjoy the music, the ambiance, and go over there and dance around a little bit, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, sir. You need to put me where, you know, make sure I'm posted where you don't want me at, because I know you got your own
exactly
place on the phone.
That's exactly where we're going to put you.
That's exactly where we're putting you.
Gotcha.
My brother.
Love y'all,
ladies
man.
And gentlemen. Love you too, bro.
Love you too,
one
bro.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Blaze on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Man, that's a dope, dope brother right there, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Next up on the mic, man, we'll keep this. He is, bro. We're going to keep this party going. Please, this is our brother Jay Walk in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, so
yeah,
I
recognize
the number now.
Hey, man, I told you, I'm locked in, bro.
Yeah, y'all caught me off guard with that one, though.
It's all good, man. How you feeling, bro?
Oh, man. You know, I can't complain. You know, it is what it is. You just, you take it one day at a time, man. That's all you can. One second at a time. One breath at a time.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. No question.
How you gents doing?
Man, I'm doing
phenomenal,
bro.
There's
no
argument over here.
None whatsoever, man.
Oh, man. Just like I said, man.
Life too good. Life is too good.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you just got to take it, man. Whatever life throw at you, man, it's however you take it, man. That's really what it is. You can either take it lying down or you can take it standing up. Either way it go, you're going to take life.
You're going to take life, absolutely.
Very true.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Very true.
Nah, man, I just wanted to pop in, man, and, you know, see what you gents was up to, you know, and, hey, do what we do.
I came in here to have a sandwich, and, you know, Van Meadows was like, got the poetry, and here we are.
This guy. He came to have a sandwich.
I mean, you know, hey, I figured y'all would be hungry, man. Y'all in Philly, man, so I figured, you know, the playground is where y'all spend most of your day.
My man.
Yeah, I'm hot and hungry, man. I mean, it is what it is on that one.
It is what it is. Yes, sir. I mean, you know.
There's a long story with that one, bro. There's a long story with that one.
I mean, we
that's
we,
all right.
You know, man.
As long as y'all living it up, man. As long as y'all at peace, man. Whatever you do, man, as long as you got peace with it, that's the ultimate goal,
very
man.
True.
Just that peace.
Very
man.
True.
We've done so much as youngsters, man, and we just done so much, and no matter what it is, man. When you take account of your life, man, you look back on some of the things, man, and you say, "Geez, man, I used to cause so much trouble." It's refreshing to have peace.
Yes,
sir. Oh,
yes,
that's
sir.
Without question. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is absolutely without question.
And that's that balance, man. That's what you look for, man. You look for that peace now, you know what I mean? I'd rather have peace than look for my peace. You know?
Man.
I'm with you on that.
Right. Yes, sir.
But listen, my good brother.
Yes, sir.
Tonight on the Get Down, our topic of conversation is that God didn't answer my poetic prayer. So we're going to let you ride with that. I'm going to grab Van because you know Van, you know how you get down. I'm going to grab him and pull him off the microphone, and we want you to go get on down.
For sure, man. Let's do this. You know, the older you get, I don't know if you learn. I don't know if God didn't answer my poetic prayers, man. I will say this. Delayed blessings doesn't mean denied blessings. So, you know, just because I didn't get it what I wanted when I asked for it, or what I wrote down didn't come out the way I thought it should see fit, you know, it'll come to me later. Man, good intentions. Freedom is a road seldom traveled by the multitude. So I drive until I find peace in my windshield, leaving heartache and pain behind me in my rearview mirror, yielding before going down the road of uncertainty. Faith is the substance of all things hoped for and evidence not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Sometimes our inventions doesn't match our intentions, leaving us blindly swinging for the fences, stuck in suspension, and not to mention lost in alternate dimensions, not equipped and unable to defend ourselves beyond all comprehension. Recension causes dissension and creates a division of mind, body, and spirit, and a sole reason and prevention of self-growth. Infliction affected my decision, a decline in moral condition. My decision leaves a crater-sized indention in my soul as I race to erase the deception with good intentions. So I am accepted in the rise of my character and my ascension, and the ascension of my very existence. So if these claims are not good enough, man, just bury me in gold, just in case I am forsaken and I have to pay for my soul. And that's my peace.
Yo.
Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead, Van. Kick it off. Go ahead, Van.
First off, I might have talked in the early beginning about no blessing is not a delay, is a delayed blessing. And that's, man, you don't know how serious of a statement that is. Because, one, you must first recognize that God has a blessing for you. He has a blessing for you. And while it might be delayed, it's delayed because of you.
Yes, sir.
And, bro, this piece right here, man, laced with the scripture, Hebrews 11 and 1. My God. My God, my God, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you
keep that
right.
Bro, this was phenomenal ink, my brother. Phenomenal ink. And I appreciate you. Wise son.
Listen, I dig this piece because he took it there spiritually. The quotations out of the Bible set that off. But how he tied all of this to match the feeling of this piece, absolutely exquisite. I love how this piece is put together, and I really enjoy how you execute it as well. I piggyback on Van's comment with that. I like what you did.
Hey, man, you know, you know, sometimes, man, when we write, man, we tap into a place we didn't even know existed. You know, and some pieces we write is from the heart. Some pieces we write is all mental, all thought. But then there's some pieces, man, that you just sit back, man, and let whatever God bring to you at the time, you just let him bring it to you. And this just happened to be one of those pieces, man, to where, you know, I don't know if you guys do it, but sometimes, man, I write unconscious to where I'm just, whatever it is, it just comes out, and then that's what it is. And I know what
right.
I've done, but it's no mm-hmm. thought behind it. It's not what I'll typically do.
Absolutely. You did the damn thing on this one, so I concur. I can definitely relate to where this piece is derived from, how you put it together. So I'm with you there. Absolutely.
Yes, this is, like I said, man, this is just actually one of them pieces, man, that, you know, you write it and you sit it on the shelf for the proper time. And, you know, your theme is was the proper time. You know, a lot of times I'll read the theme. And, you know, sometimes when I feel like I'm so aligned with you, brothers, you know, I've already written for this day. So this was written for this day,
sir.
You know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
was
never said. You know, a lot of pieces are written and never revisited. You know, and if you want to be, you know, technical about it, man, this piece was actually written in January of 2019.
Wow.
Never looked at it. Never looked at it before until today, because this piece was written for today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was supposed to be released on this day.
You know, so, man, I told you, brothers, man, I appreciate what y'all guys are doing for the young kids say, what, the culture? What you guys doing for the culture?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you for still being a part of the culture, man, coming through, representing us.
That's
to
exactly
the fullest,
where I'm going, man. Thank you. Yep.
Hey,
yeah.
Man.
That's exactly where I'm going.
When you take that, man, you take what we do, man, it's, you know, and everybody, man, that just writes and recites poetry, man, we are nothing more than a you ever see one of those blankets that's just made out of different patches? But man, that's all we are, man. We just patches on a blanket of this poetry, man, and we all serve one purpose. And, you know, whatever that because you can only look at a one patch at a time, you know, and study that one patch at a time because there's so many patches. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's all we are, man, with this poetry thing, man, just a patch in this quilt of this cloth of life. That's all it is.
Yes, sir.
I could dig that. I could really dig that.
Indeed. Indeed.
So, man, I ain't trying to hold y'all up and be all, I feel like, hey, man, because we can go to church if that's what we need to do, but we ain't going to church today. We are.
We're going to have to go to church. And you will be notified because the pews need to be
filled.
And I got a feeling that we're going to have a word to give. So, brother, you will be notified.
Hey, let me know, man. I'm going to put on my phone the best. I don't care if it's on Tuesday or Thursday. It is what it is.
Come on now. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All right, bro.
Come on now.
We'll get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Stick around. Enjoy the show as long as you can. And hang out with the crew.
Thank you, big bro.
Man, let's do it. Appreciate it. Love you guys, man.
Appreciate you.
Love you too, bro.
Love
you more, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother Jay Walker, man, coming through, doing his thing. One love, one Mike King. Man, always good
that
to hear
cat
my
is
brother
talent.
Mike, man. Yes, sir.
That
yes,
cat
sir.
Is
that
absolute
poem,
talent.
That piece was written in 19 and just released today. Man, y'all better pay attention. Some stuff, that just goes to show you that some stuff ain't supposed to be released yet just because you got it. Just because you got it don't mean it's always supposed to be released. Some things is meant to hold on to until it's time for release. That's what I'm talking about, man. Toto, brother. Hey, man, you ready to keep this part? Let me give this announcement before we move on to the next artist. Ladies and gentlemen, at the tone of time will be 10:58. If you are listening online, that means you have exactly less than 2 minutes to dial in 319-527-6300 and press 1 to be heard. When the Blog Talk lady cuts you off, you can't say you ain't had no warning or say what happened. It happens every night, 11 o'clock. She cuts you off if you're just streaming. So go ahead and hurry up, call on in. But let's keep this party going. Hey, man. J-Rod, we're in for a treat tonight, bro.
How you forget that, man?
We got somebody that ain't been here in a minute, but he's been writing, and I'm glad to have him back. Is me, Caribbean brother, Ed Burks, the Soul Twin. What's up, bro?
Yeah, man. Wagwan, brethren.
Wagwan, brethren.
Wagwan, brethren.
Yeah, man.
Good to hear
it's
you,
good
me, brother.
To hear good you. To hear
you. Yeah, man. Good to be back, man, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, yeah, man. Good to be back.
Very good.
The work and everything like that, trying to get that money, my brethren, saying. Other than that, everything.
Get that money, bro.
I'm going to get the money.
Every single time.
Yeah, man, we want to get the money, trust me.
No doubt about that. I feel you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man.
We got to get the money, man. It's out there to be made, so let's go ahead and make it. I ain't got no argument
there.
Every
at all.
Single bit of it.
Yeah, man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I'm having a hard time picking out a poem, you know, me wanted to do. I got a love poem. I got a conscious piece, man, you know. So I'm going to let you guys choose which one you think that you might want to hear.
Well, since we're talking about God answering prayers, Van, what you say we go conscious, man?
I'm going to go conscious with it. Are you going to
do that, man? Yeah, okay, cool.
Let me just pull this thing up. Give me a quick one here. And I'm going to go conscious with the thing, man. Trust me. I wrote this piece here. I was thinking about, you know, how people don't have deep conversation like they used to have because of social media, right? You know, people not really, I'm talking about mainly about black people there, man, where we not really sitting down having real conversations. A lot of times you see a lot of fuckery and bullshit on the bumper class. So I wrote this poem, and it's called What Happened to Black Consciousness? So here we go, start with you.
Go ahead and get on down, bro.
Yeah, no, here we go. A black consciousness passe. A deep dialogue, a team of the past. Is it because we're seduced by social media? Or have we become less black? Can we dialogue over black power? Get intelligently, politically deep, or the less interesting to our people then? Have we become a race that's consciously asleep? Our conversation them had once had meaning. We connected upon a beautiful ancestral vibe. We should talk about uplifting our people them, how our local youth can survive and thrive. We black poets must speak conscious. We can't afford to play Babylon games. We must become our brother's keeper and shelter each other from the rain. Have we fallen down the rabbit hole? Have we taken the red pill instead of the blue? Are we a proud race of warriors? Or are we a race of unconscious, ignorant fools? We believe in our soul brothers. Also our beautiful soul sisters' pride. Also our youth who is led astray. And our proud ancestors who sacrificed their lives. Who are we without black thought, black consciousness, and such? Are we a people in a free fall? Does it diminish the way we love? But I believe black thought having it diminished and consciously it having become passe. While most think like kings and walk like queens, while unfortunately others still think like slaves. Amen. Black power.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, just something to think about, man. You know what I'm saying? Where we so busy watching business twerking and shit like that, right? And ignorance. But are we really having real conversations with your brother? Are even your brethren really talking about the conditions of our people them today? How can we save our people? How can we uplift our people, our youth? How can we be more example to our young people them, right? How can we uplift our race and honor our ancestors who gave so much? And not only in America and the Caribbean, right? You know what I'm saying? We are all over the place. So
yes, sir. We're everywhere, man.
Yeah, man. That's where that poem comes from, man. Basically, that, you know what I'm saying? Are we having real conversations with your brethren?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Are you really
just
trying to uplift your people? You know what I'm saying? You know, that's all this poem about.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I appreciate you guys having me here.
Nah, man. We appreciate
I love what
you
did with
through.
This.
Yes. Yes.
I love what you did with this.
Yeah, thank you, my brother.
Black,
you know me.
Black thought, black consciousness. Wow. Powerful
piece.
Yeah,
something
this
to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, something
yeah.
to think about, man. Like, we talk to your brethren, what are you talking about? Right? Are you sitting down just talking about, you know, how fat a gal ass is? Which is cool. Right? You know, I talk about that every night in that brethren, but we also have serious conversations as well.
We have
right?
to.
How can we represent
yes,
right, our people? Right? How can we, you know, how can we uplift our local youth? Right? Are we being an example to our children? And like you, man, I see you with your children, man, and I'm always like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Where
yes,
his
man.
Children can look at him and say, that's my dad. And that
Absolutely.
Should mean a lot. That means
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's what that's about. We got to get back to that where we set examples. You know what I'm saying? We're thinking about the way we behave in front of our children and even the neighborhood, cause the local youth are watching us. Like me, I don't curse in front of local youth. Right? They don't see me smoking ganja. They don't see me drunk. Right? You know what I'm saying? You know, they see me together.
Right,
they
right.
see me. Right? Because I'm trying to represent. So when I walk outside, I'm thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? About how I'm coming across. That's why I don't get down a certain way with the young people there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
and you're
I,
not
I
supposed to.
Myself. No, you're not supposed to. And the thing about it is that if you want respect with them, you can't smoke weed with them, you can't drink with them, you can't hang with them like that. You got to be, you got to put them in a position where they call you Mr. Burke, Mr. Meadow, right? OG,
right.
Shit like that.
Right.
You have
you know
to be the elder, no matter what.
Yeah, man. Well, did you call, remember back in the day, you didn't call Mary Mary. What you called her? Miss Mary.
Miss Mary.
Miss Mary.
Mr. James, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's the point I'm talking about where we got to think about this. a way we represent ourselves among our people. Because a lot of you use them, they don't have that. So that's all. I'm not going to be too long with it, but thanks for having me, brethren.
No, brethren, we thank you, man. Absolutely. Man, you're giving us something to think about tonight, and we appreciate that. And something that we need to take heed to. There's a lot of power in your words, brother. You just spoke them out into the atmosphere, and we need to be mindful, you know?
Yeah.
We are the voice. We are... Let me say this.
I'm going to example before I go. Like I have a doctor, you have a doctor. We all have doctors, a lot of have doctors, right? Our doctors would get the impression of what's a man is through us.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these guys, they don't have that type of father where they can look at him and say, you know what? That's what a man is, right?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Man go to work every day. A man provides, right? Me, Dad, I call him, he deified. You know what I'm saying? Like that, right? You know, so that's what it's about, man. Not so much about trying to be the children's friends. We friends to a point, but I'm your father.
And you're your father first.
You're damn right. And so when we see Van, I see Van with all his children. I got a lot of respect for that brother for that. And when I see him and his daughter, I think of her graduation, and, you know, they was like, you can just see it in love and see her respect for him as a man and her father. She probably proud. This my dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, that's my dad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important of how we come across the local youth. And that was that promo
about.
Just challenge your surround yourself with people that intellectually is going to challenge you, right? If you got part of talking about pussy all the time, man, and talking about getting high all the time, what's that? You know what I'm saying? We got to be deeper than that. But anyway, me not going to preach no more. Thank you, brother, for having
me on here. Appreciate you, brother. Absolutely, brother.
Much appreciated. Our good brother.
On his way to the dance floor, he's just putting on. DJ say he's queuing up some reggae for you, me brother. And he's got the rum, got the rum. So I can't wait to get over there and join you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Ed,
one love, one mic, me Caribbean brother.
Yeah, man, cool that.
Wow. You know, funny thing, man. Funny thing. We talk about my daughter. Me and my daughter's relationship is so dynamic. Talk about my oldest daughter. It's so dynamic. She was 5, 6 when me and her mama started going through the whole divorce stuff. And my daughter was by my side throughout the whole thing. She made sure I was okay. At 6 years old, y'all. She made sure I was okay.
Wow.
So I made a declaration and a promise that I would make sure she will always be okay.
That's dope.
Wow. All right. Wow. Let's keep this party going, Jay. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, man, we have another phenomenal poet that I love, look up to, respect, because her pen game is so freaking wickedly dope. Ladies and gentlemen, Gwen C. is on the mic. Hey, Gwen C.
Hello. Hello, beautiful people.
Well, hello there.
How are you? I am wonderful. How are you? And how are you, Van?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for asking.
Great is good. Great is always good.
It's better, that's for sure.
Great is always good. And welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you.
Why, son, can you usher this beautiful
without
poet?
Question. I just need to swallow some of this water because my throat was going dry. We got Gwen C on the mic, man. My throat was going dry. So, poet, tonight on the Get Down, this week, our topic is God didn't answer my poetic prayers. Mm. And since I know the poet before me, I'm gonna move my brother Van out the way because, you know, he likes to crowd you when you get here. I'm going to move him out the way. We're going to let you go ahead and get on down and bless us with that gift.
Thank you both, and thank you for the assignment. I hate my guilt-ridden self for staying lonely. What has my guilt built? What will dismantling it do? What does it feel like? Stuff, a whole lot of stuff, mouthfuls of unfiltered, egregious essays on safe health, unanswered repeats, beating top of mouth, vomit that won't come out, stuff, a sickness. How will it feel to be unstuck? My anxiety, I mean my preparedness, requires me do advanced research, a clear understanding. So what can I compare being unstuck to? How painful is it? How good is it? Can I live? Will I live to tell about it? Noise deafens me. I hear only silence of isolation. Body grew through concrete to be the flower, the wilted, the dead one. Body be dead. I see born beauty like baby's breath and roses. Romance created by man destined to express his love. What does genuinely being cared for feel like? How do I make you resonate with this sadness when there isn't any room in this room? Four walls be my soul's carrier. They won't take me anywhere. They wrap me in plastic, suction out all air, make me smaller, suffocate me with styrofoam, leave me in lost days of shipping my soul, the perfect package, tightly taped, sealed like sarcophagus. I wish to be in desert heat. Instead, I'm tornadoed through the storm that is UPS Worldport, like many other millions of minds scattered like debris, but expected to always pick up pieces, hold it all together, not come unglued. When concrete has caved in their chest, when hurricane has taken everything for which they gave their best to build, but left them with breath, a present, a moment, a second chance to live, but they struggle to see it as gift. Call this box a casket, cause I be dead. Call it resurrection, cause I be brought back just to die again. Folks stand around sharing memories, some quoting favorite poems wrote by me, discussing how I got the name Gwen C, claiming they always had love for me. A few fake tears, stop touching my hand. Where were you when my flesh moved? Packaged, but idle. Port me instead anywhere. What if I wish to visit the devil? I need God, but my desperation to be free means I might go to hell just to get out of here, because there is another hell, right? My guilt burns me. I longed for heat so long, this place too feels cold. A passion within me refuses death. Instead, it remains a series of panic attacks with ink pen strokes in between. I could be free, have all the right tools, protection, be free in the whole wide Amazon and not be able to breathe air. I occasionally heal. I mean, I occasionally become less ill. From time to time, some moments I breathe better, like the bullied kid does after the bully leaves. I feel better when I get to use the playground and spin or swing without being swung on. I feel better if I get to write a poem without the bully being in it. I feel better, but then realize I don't know where the bully went. Then I wonder, why do I care for the bully? My wonder causes me to worry about if he abruptly left, is he okay? Now my panic starts to tick back up, cycle of anxiety. I care more about the bully's well-being than self. So my inner self gets mad at inner self. My inners both start talking shit, trampling my mind, noise. But I reframe the negative, re-envision baby footsteps, pattering first steps. Then I realize I hate me for not taking steps, but remaining idle in pain. Toxicity thunders in my son's ears. Mama's guilt, I remain agony. Are you getting my message, or do you plan to tell me the answers to all my questions? Clearly, I don't learn. Might as well have left me in my mother's womb. Didn't get the first cry. My breath was already in a place of not cooperating. Even then, cries didn't get many. Fear prevented them. Fight or flight outweighs emotion. My lonesomeness wants to cry. What sounds continue in the world even when we're lonely? Do these keep me company or further isolate me? This guilt for not being the perfect mother further twist my lonely or further violate me? Memory of first curl and baby's first haircut, sound of scissors snipping. Why can't I be like other women?
Why can't I be unbraid the parts of me that don't work together? Why can't I be strong as I claim? Leave, cut some shit off, get a new hairstyle or a do like babies do. Can I just be one? Can I just get one laugh like babies first? Can I just get one piece of authenticity? Can I just get one piece of joy? Can I just get one piece? One first smile like baby's first smile, so genuine, the heart opens wide. Joy that a mother gets when she sees her baby's eyes for the first time. Can I just get one moment free but without lonely sitting on my motherfucking shoulders? Can I just get one breath free without this weight on my chest? Noise, I hate the sound of knowing my breathing is off. The swallow of air in my ears hear once I know my breathing is shallow. The chatter in my panicked mind, fears scream when my mind starts to hollow. Flights rage when my body begs my mind to mellow. Noise, the sound battling within, ruthless, their roguish scrapes cut me, fade me to death. The answer was always something as simple as a haircut or anything that would be a form of self-love. I pray for it daily. Without self-love, we have no self. In peace.
Tell her why you mad, girl. Tell her why you mad, girl. Tell her why you mad, girl.
Phenomenal.
You tell her. You tell her. You tell her.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the assignment. It was nice. At first, I wasn't going to do it. I was intimidated.
Listen.
You
intimidated?
Tell
you? Come on.
You?
Come on.
In
no
what
way.
Country?
No way.
In what country? You, stop it. You stop.
Right now. Right now.
Stop it. Right now. Stop.
Dang.
Nervous.
It did. When I got it, it did seem a little intimidating. I'm just saying.
I can't understand how. I can't
just
understand
like,
how.
How did God not answer your poetic prayers? That's a lot. Phew, that's a lot. But it was
mm-mm.
a great path. I appreciate y'all for that.
We appreciate
that's
you.
That's why I hang with Van.
No, that's how I hang with J-Rap.
That's why I hang with Van. it all ends up in the wash. That's why I hang out with Van. So, what we finna do? Actually, you know what? Not we. I'm gonna escort you over to the Get Down dance floor. I'm gonna leave Van over here because that piece is so hot. I'm gonna even talk to you on the sideline because Van gonna be talking to you. So I'm gonna escort you myself.
I love it. Appreciate y'all.
All day. We appreciate you. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
Man. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gwen C. on her way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic. My God.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
Yo, she was intimidated. Yeah, right. Y'all
yeah.
go ahead and believe that
That's
if
your
you
friend.
Want to.
That's your friend so much she was intimidated.
I don't believe that. Not for a second. Not for a second. Did you see how masterful she writes? You see how she goes in when she writes? Man,
talking
come on.
This. Yeah.
Come on. Oh, man. She was the last caller, Jay. She was the last one with her hands up, man.
Can't think of a better way to end the show, though.
Absolutely.
Can't think of a better way to
Absolutely.
End the show.
Let me go ahead and give the lineup. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and Trisha Stansberry. And hey, look, join me Saturday night for Romantic Sensual Saturday, y'all. That's right. We're going to switch it up a little bit. I know it's been a while since we did it, but we're going to do Romantic Sensual Saturday. So come through and be romantic and sensual. Sunday nights, The Inspiration Factor with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave, Honey Drip 0.0. Wednesday night, The Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And then next Thursday, y'all, we'll be right back here again for another edition of The Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Make sure y'all tune in. So, last words, we're going to start with my brother, J. Rob, the Wise Son.
Van Meadows, goes without saying how much I appreciate you, bro. And in that same vein of conversation, bro, I love doing this show, and I love doing this show with you, bro. Can't think of any other way to spend my Thursdays. I'm linked and locked into this, bro. We've been doing such a great job. I love this show, man. This gives my Thursdays meaning, and I want to thank you for everything that you do for the culture, for poetry. Thank you for being my brother. Thank you for everything. I'm still mad at you. I'm not going to tell the audience why. You already know why. I'm still mad at you. Don't know nobody why. But the fact of the matter is, just want to say thank you for that as well, bro. But all things being equal, I wouldn't have it any other way than to be with my brother on Thursday nights on the Get Down. Salute to you. Salute to every single one of the callers that didn't feel it be robbery to grace us with your presence on the Get Down this evening. And we truly appreciate you. I appreciate you to no end. So thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Salute, peace, and blessings. Van Meadows.
Thank you so much for that, bro. Man, listen, first and foremost, let me give it back to my co-host, J. Rob, the Wise Son. What an amazing individual. Excellent scribe. Hey, y'all, if y'all haven't got to meet J. Rob, the Wise Son, in person, his energy is amazing, and he is a great person to be around. And he will keep you in check. But he might hate me, but I love him immensely. So, brother, salute to you, King. And thank you for riding this wave with me called the Get Down, because I can't do it without you, bro. I've tried, and it just didn't work. Of course, God shut the shows down both times. So thank you, bro, for being who you are, rocking out with us, man. To the poets, callers, the listeners, the Epiphany Radio family, you are some amazing and talented individuals. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And I am, for one, am glad that I am here to witness all your greatness for these 2+ hours that we spent time together. And we thank you for taking time out of your schedule and your day to hang out with us. And more importantly, you guys are stretching your pen. J-Rob, they are stretching their pens.
They're not as intimidating as they once used to be.
No, you guys are creating some phenomenal ink. So we appreciate you. Let's give a shout out again to our CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Hit him up for some raw links or just go into his inbox and say thank you. Thank you goes a long way. So
it really does.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry at 10 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure y'all tune in. I'd love to see y'all there. One love, one mic. We love y'all. Peace.
Peace, y'all.